Sting on a Tuesday morning if I ever lose my faith. Right now, keeping the faith on 88FM. It's your local station, Radio Life and Style, 9:45. And for those that might have lost faith in the movies and Hollywood, well, this last weekend brought back cinema goers in droves all around the world as two of the hottest movie offerings for 2023 got their debut. And there's a buzzword that has been getting lots of ink, lots of headlines: Barbenheimer. Barbenheimer, what's that, you might ask? Well, it's what you get when you mash up the titles of the two biggest films of the year, Barbie and Oppenheimer. Two very different cinema experiences, one really light and bubbly and one kind of dark and brooding. And some fans or some lovers of cinema planning to go see both of those films back to back. And regardless of whether that's your cup of tea or not, the cinema industry has been buoyed by all of the excitement, all the buzz, all the hype around the release of these two films. And certainly here on the home front, the cinemas were bustling, and New Metro Bolito Junction played host to a really special pink preview of Barbie. And to find out what the experience was all about and what it was like, and to give you a little taste of what you can expect if you're looking to experience something special on the big screen, well, we've got our resident Barbie expert in the studio with us from the Life and Style team. Joni Cassidy is in the house, not wearing pink today, but still smiling and still buzzing after the Barbie premiere. Joni, how's it going? Happy Tuesday.
Hello. Yes, it was a very fun pink weekend. I think we all went absolutely crazy with our pink.
So this is one of the things that I wanted to sort of ask you about, because it seems to me that this moment right now with Barbie being in the spotlight, people are choosing to really see it as it was intended, on a big screen, in a full movie experience, and to make it an experience, dressing up, going full on for the theme. And did you get the girls together, and did you dress up? Did you do the thing?
Oh my goodness, did we do the thing? I think we all of us grew up playing with Barbies, and this was our first ever real life Barbie movie, and it was such a fun experience. We got together with about 15 girls, all in pink.
Wow.
We utilized everything that New Metro offered for us, and we had the most incredible movie experience.
So let's talk about the premiere experience, what the vibe was, because I've seen some really cool social media snaps. I believe there was a Barbie selfie box that basically put you in in Barbie's shoes, for want of a better word. What was it like?
So the Barbie box was actually something that was so exciting for us. I don't think it matters how old you are. The fact that you could pretend to be in a Barbie box, and they had professional photographers there. They took the most gorgeous photos. We had props. We had tiaras. We had makeup brushes, handbags, heels, all those things. And just to get that little experience of what Barbie would feel like in her box, feeling perfect, feeling beautiful. And they really did make you feel that way.
Well, look, I mean, that was just giving you tons of snaps and selfie moments, and obviously professionally photographed as well. But the experience then, I mean, continues. And what would a movie be without, you know, the popcorn and the munchies? And New Metro definitely knows how to sort of tick all the boxes as far as a cinema going experience, right?
So the concession stand was so efficient. I don't think I've ever been to a cinema that gets everything done so quickly. I'm sure that you can imagine it was Oppenheimer and Barbie. There were so many people. And where you would expect to stand in a line for 45 minutes, you didn't. You got to order your popcorn, and if there were too many people at once, you got your slip, and then you got to go and fetch it just before your movie, which gave everyone the opportunity to order your popcorn, go take your shots in the Barbie box, and then go and fetch it straight in time to go into the cinema.
Hey, you see, so they're a well-oiled machine, those New Metro people. And would you agree that this is the kind of thing that you really do want to see on a movie screen, a big screen? I mean, you can wait for to arrive on the streaming services eventually, but it seems like right now there's such excitement around heading back to the movies.
Absolutely. And you know what? I don't think it's just about going to any movies. The new Metro experience is so different. We are on the comfiest seat. If you're on a VIP seat, you've also got a recliner seat. Massive screen. The aircon's not going to make you shiver the whole time. It's just one of those experiences where I haven't been to the movies in a long time, went to Barbie, and I cannot wait to go back. I'm definitely going to go watch Oppenheimer next.
Okay.
And then after that, I think this is going to be a frequent thing to go to new Metro.
And we're going to have to do the Oppenheimer comparison once you've gone to see it.
Then absolutely.
We can do the Barbenheimer side by side and see which one you dug most. But the two very different films at the end of the day. And Barbie, without giving any spoilers away, there's been so much hype. So many memes, so much fashion inspiration flowing all over social media at the moment. One of the best looking movie casts ever.
By far.
did it deliver for you? Would you go see it again? That's what I want.
Absolutely. So the movie was, it's not, I think, what anyone expected.
It's not for kids, actually, though. It's aimed at adults, right?
Well, to be honest, so I've been watching a lot of reviews about people with kids to sort of get a gist of what parents think about it.
Mm.
And they said if there were little innuendos, flew over their heads, it's not... It is an age-appropriate movie for everyone.
Okay.
But I think as adults, we resonate a lot more with it because we talk about being normal. We grew up playing with Barbies. Barbies are seen as... And even in the movie, they say it's a stereotypical Barbie. She's perfect. But... They, in this movie, they address it and they say, but being normal is good. It's normal. And we don't have to look a certain way or do a certain thing to be perfect. We're all perfect in our own way. And Barbie's whole self-discovery journey through this movie is something that does make you think. And you think, wow, I am good enough. I'm great.
So there's layers, there's depth, there's complexity.
So many layers. Absolutely. And I think if you go back and watch it again, on the big screen again, you can actually start... thinking more about the jokes and about the subtext in the movie, because there is a lot. I mean, there's a lot going on in that movie, and even now while I'm speaking, I'm thinking, wow, actually, there was a lot that went on, a lot of personal growth, a lot of just embracing who you are, and
a lot of Kenergy.
Oh my goodness, so much Kenergy. There's a song called "I'm Just Ken," and it's my top of my playlist at the moment.
we're gonna get it on the station for tomorrow, and you heard it here. Joni gives it two thumbs up. If you are looking for an experience and something you can bring the whole family to, Barbie showing right now at New Metro Bolito Junction. Go and see it on the big screen. Get yourself a box full of popcorn and dress up. Why don't you?
Because absolutely. You know what? I've never seen some people arrive at a cinema in pink. So you won't be embarrassed. Everyone will be on the same train as you. Just embrace it.
And on that note, let's get the Kenergy going.
You wanna go far, right?
Thanks, Joni.
Sure,
bringing you back to the movies.